France's native alliance system. The 13 colonies boasted approximately 1.2 million people, while New France could barely muster 60,000. So how were so few French able to prevent Quebec from being conquered? And why were the Canadians able to limit the westward expansion of the Americans? There are several possible reasons, by no means exhaustive here. Firstly, the 13 colonies often fought with one another and were by no means united. Secondly, indigenous peoples were suspicious of the Americans because the Americans wanted to both trade with Indians and settle Indian lands, and the native peoples knew this. Thirdly, Indian peoples found the French more tolerable because Canadians stressed trade as opposed to settlement. Consequently, the Canadians had something to offer the Indians, less to take, so to speak. Fourthly, because of this, the French were in a position to get access to the interior of North America. Consequently, the French constructed a network of forts that effectively blocked the English Americans, this network stretching from the Great Lakes, and I suppose you could connect it as far north as Montreal and Quebec, stretching all the way through the Great Lakes and south through the Mississippi, along the Mississippi, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And then the last theory, which is hotly being debated among many, many historians, is the midichlorian theory. That being, the force was stronger with the French because they were born with more midichlorians than the English. We'll see how that debate turns out.